All eyes are on Ohio, and the power of our votes has never mattered more for shaping the future of our nation and stopping radical Bernie Moreno's extremist agenda from rolling back our rights. Our civil rights are on the line. Our reproductive rights are on the line. Our voting rights are on the line. Senator Sherrod Brown believes in our shared freedoms, our American values, and our right to the American dream, not just for some of us, for all of us. That's why he's fought back against rising costs, capping the price of insulin, and introducing laws to crack down on predatory landlords jacking up rents in Black neighborhoods. This November, let's stand with Sherrod Brown, a proven leader who has always put us first. Every single vote will matter this election. Vote to re-elect Senator Sherrod Brown.
Paid for by Ask Me People, AskMePeople.org, which is responsible for the content of this ad, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
We know there's power in our numbers. We've seen the impact we make when we stand together. So let's stand with candidates who represent us in Washington, D.C., not extremist Bernie Moreno. If elected, Moreno could make the Radical Project 2025 playbook a reality, endangering our democracy and our hard-won rights and freedoms. Together, we can stop Moreno and his allies from reversing everything our ancestors fought for: Social Security, voting rights, and more. Sherrod Brown always stands up for the well-being of our community, capping the price of life-saving drugs like insulin and cracking down on predatory landlords jacking up rents in Black neighborhoods. Black power is in our votes. Let's use it today. Vote now to re-elect Senator Sherrod Brown.
Paid for by Ask Me People, AskMePeople.org, which is responsible for the content of this ad, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Well, we're back. Jay Foreman, DP, Austin Orman, Quick 7 before the top of 5 o'clock hour. Some rankings, man. I mean, it's, you know, I think as this stuff goes on, you know, these elimination games, especially when you have an early season loss, you know, start to add the pressure, because I can almost guarantee that Ole Miss never projected to show up down there in Death Valley with their backs against the wall. Because they never envisioned themselves losing that home to Kentucky. You know what I'm saying? And so now you're going to see some pressure mount. And there's a lot of pressure down there in Bama, Tuscaloosa, based on the eye test. And there's two things that these programs, or all programs, have to, like, be aware of or face. It's the, I call it the reality test and the eye test. The reality test is, okay, like, we're playing good. We got to win the games we're supposed to. We can't lose at home like Ole Miss, or the eye test. Whereas Bama, they're not passing the eye test. And it's from a whole, and it's for something that's, it's a bigger picture eye test. Same with Georgia. And it's and it's two different things. And it's the same word, but it's playing out two different ways. Undisciplined. Georgia, the players off the field, Kirby Smart, just Debo, is a former quarterback, right?
I think so.
Van Buren. Debo, the quarterback.
Is he suspended for a week?
He said it in the CM. Right? He
wink, wink, nudge, yeah. Nudge. Like, you look at dude in on film.
Yeah.
Man.
But then you also have undisciplined with Bama, and just from top to bottom, clock management, quarterback play,
kick deep football.
Yeah, you know, look, like, little things, you know, emergency, you know, like hands team. It's playing out in this, like, in real time, and it seems to get it worse.
And it's more worrying, I would say, for Georgia, given their pedigree. Year one under Kalen DeBoer, like you said, the reality is Alabama's only lost to Vanderbilt.
Yeah.
And it took a generational performance. Okay, they haven't had a hiccup like that since Nick Saban's first year.
Yeah.
It's been a while. They were due for that. But we expect Georgia to reload and then pass the eye test.
Yeah.
They're not. So I'm more concerned about Georgia at this point under Kirby Smart than I am Alabama at this point under Kalen DeBoer.
Yeah, and because Georgia had...
But who's more likely to be in the playoffs?
At Kroger Pharmacy, Care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store.
Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
All eyes are on Ohio, and the power of our votes has never mattered more. For shaping the future of our nation and stopping radical Bernie Moreno's extremist agenda from rolling back our rights. Our civil rights are on the line. Our reproductive rights are on the line. Our voting rights are on the line. Every single vote will matter this election. Vote to reelect Senator Sherrod Brown.
Paid for by Ask Me People, AskMePeople.org, which is responsible for the content of this ad. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
They're both there.
Yeah, they're both. But it won't be the that won't pass the eye test either, because they'll end up losing a game they shouldn't have.
One of them are going to lose another game, right?
But they'll get the benefit of the doubt. They're the type of
team. We're going to have to hear about plucky underdog 11 seed Georgia going on the road and winning two games.
Chaos. Right. But then they'll lose a game that they're not supposed to, based on what we're seeing right now.
Georgia's not the better team on Saturday.
No.
Texas is a better team.
Yeah.
Straight up.
Yeah.
But if they beat Texas,
they're back. That's what they'll tell you. Mm-hmm. They're back until they play another game.
Until SEC championship.
Right. Or a game leading up to it.
So your number for the number of SEC teams that get into the 12?
3 or 4.
Austin, what do you think?
If you set the line at 3.5, I am staying far away. Right now, I still think it's Texas, Bama, Georgia. LSU certainly knocking on the door. A&M has a chance to make a run. Tennessee is right there. Ole Miss only has one potential season-changing game left. If they don't capitalize against Georgia, that's it. They're done. They might be cooked anyways.
They got to win out, and they got to beat Georgia convincingly. And I don't think they can do it. I don't even think
And there'll be a two-loss SEC team that gets in.
Yeah.
Maybe a three.
Will there be a two-loss Big Ten team that gets in?
Probably if it's Ohio State.
Yeah, Penn State beats Ohio State. Ohio State's your 12.
Yeah, especially if Ohio State comes back and beat Michigan. Even though Michigan won't be ranked high enough, it's the fact that they beat them. You know, I mean, and it's like you said, man, there's a lot of stuff going on. I mean, even like with the Oklahoma quarterback, you know, we got a texter in here, and Eric was like, did you just see me? Like, taking off and running to the sideline, that works in, like, Seacrest Field. That's not working. These dudes are just not ready to play, and they're not ready for this competition. So it's... Everybody thought the regular season didn't count. It's starting to count because teams are starting to lose games that they shouldn't. So now it really counts. And so discipline, character, and culture and stuff like that is going to come and be – these last 6 weeks are going to be huge, legendary. So we'll see. Anyways, Jay Foreman, DP, Austin, quick break. We'll be right back.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.